We are on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom of the page. We were talking about the question of what happens, what things are ma'akev, right, in a chalitza, right? Because you have the removing of the shu, the chalitza, you have the kriya saying the psukim you're supposed to say, and you have the statements you're supposed to say, which I told us in the psukim, and spitting. At what point, the question was, what happens if she just spits? If she just spits in front of him, does that do enough, right? Does that itself cause some type of, ramifications? So fine. So the Gemara, as part of that conversation, mentioned the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said that just spitting by itself isn't going to have any impact. So the Gemara said, questions that assumption. So says the Gemara as follows. So in Rabbi Akiva, Rikika lo pasla, right? Is that really true? According to Rabbi Akiva, when she goes ahead and she spits, again, having done nothing else, and all she did was spit, does that really do nothing? Vahatanya chalza pasla. We have to see what it means, but or pasla means at least that she's now no longer allowed to marry any of the brothers. She can't do yibum, even if she doesn't count as chalitza. But vahatanya chalza v'lo rakaka rakaka v'lo kara chalitza sakshera. Right. So what happens if, and we've seen this brisa before, right? If she does chalitza but doesn't spit, and she doesn't say the words. So chalitza sakshera, the chalitza works. Rakaka v'lo chalitza v'lo kara. What happens if she spits, but she doesn't take the shoe off, and she doesn't say the psukim? Chalitza sapsula. Then her chalitza is psula. Kara v'lo rakaka v'lo chalitza. If she just says the words, but she doesn't spit, and she doesn't do the chalitza, ain kan beis mechush. Right? Then there's nothing at all. And already you see the differences, right? One is kshera, right? In the first case, kshera l'chara means that the chalitza was good. Second, when she does just rakaka, but she doesn't do chalitza or kriya, the chalitza is psula, right? Okay, so that means l'chara, something happened. The chalitza is no good, but it sounds like something happened because the next case, where she's kara but doesn't do doesn't spit or take off the shoe, then ain kan beis mechush, right? So there's clearly the middle case of rakaka v'lo kara. Sorry, rakaka v'lo chalitza v'lo kara, the chalitza did something, right? Because it's not income based mechush. Income based mechush, even Rashi writes. Rashi says, rakaka v'lo chalitza v'lo kara chalitza psula uposla sa ala achin. Right? This thing Gemara's going to explain later on. That it at least makes her psula to the other brothers. As opposed to the third case, where all she did was the kriya, income based mechush, as Rashi v'afila mi yibum lo pasla, right? She could even still do yibum if all she did was say the psula. Okay. So, but the question really is, right, who is the author of this brisa? Money, who is it? Elam Rabbi Eliezer. Right, if you want to say that this approach, this brisa is Rabbi Eliezer, that's not going to work. Why? Because chalitza velo rakaka velo kara. If she did chalitza but didn't spit and didn't read the psukim, chalitza sakshera, says the chalitza is all good. V'ha'am Rabbi Eliezer, kacha yase, davar shehu maisa me'akev. Right, we saw, if you look back on Kuf Dalam Aleph at the top of the page, that was when Rabbi Elazar said this pshat, that he said that anytime you leave out something that is some type of action, right, then that's not going to, any maisa that she's supposed to do, so that's going to be ma'akev, that's going to be a problem when it comes to the chalitza being successful. So if you said that she did, again, chalitza, but didn't do rakika, which is, again, one of the actions she's supposed to do, so that can't be the shita of Rabbi Elazar to say it's kshero, because he held you needed at least all of the actions have to be done. So Ela Pshita Rabbi Akiva. So it's got to be Rabbi Akiva. Uvikatani, and we had, again, one of our cases, Rakaka v'lo chalitza v'lo kara chalitza sapsula. Right, and one of the cases was, if she spits but doesn't do the chalitza and doesn't say the psukim, the chalitza is psula. Again, like we said, to go ahead and passel her to the other brothers. And laman, according, meaning passel, psula laman, to who? To whom is she psula? Ilay mala amma. If you want to say she can't marry anybody else, pshita, that's obvious, right? Mi havia chalitza, dishtar la amma. This wasn't a chalitza that makes her permitted to everybody else. So el lav la'achid. No, so what does psula mean? Psula does not mean that she's psula to the whole world. That's obvious. It must mean that she's psula to the brother, Shema Amina. So you see, that must be the case, and it can't be a sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, so it must be the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, in which case Rabbi Akiva does agree that that Rikika, you know, does possible by itself if she just spits. Okay. But now the Gemara says, okay, fine. But Uli Rabbi Akiva, Maishna Rikika, Umaishna Kriya. Right? Why does Rikika have that ability? Meaning, what did we see? We said that if she just spits, now we've seen that apostles hurt everybody else, right, to the brothers, but it doesn't count as a for chalitza, but it also doesn't do zero. But if she just says the psukim, right, she says, you know, these things, kachaya says we do this to a man who doesn't want to build his brother's house, so that's income based mechush, and that does zero. Right? What's the difference? Why does the spitting do something and saying the words do nothing? They're both, to be honest, they're just things you do with your mouth. Right? They're both, you want to say it's not an action. She did both things. What's the difference? So it says Gemara. No, let's explain to you the difference. Kriya de Isa ben bechila ben besof lo miflacha le rikika lo miflacha le. Right. So what? How many times do you speak? So she actually speaks with the kriya. She actually speaks multiple times. There's multiple times that she has to say something. Now look at Rashi. Right. Rashi says kriya ben kodem chalitza. Man Yevami, right? She says this line that my Yevami isn't interested in me. Bein la'acha chalitza kacha yase, right? Where she says this word. This after she takes a shuaf. See, this is what you do to somebody that's want to build his brother's house. Inami amrinan tisiyabim, or that we say to her, you know, go ahead. You know, he says to her, she says to him, bimiyabim, and he doesn't. So all those things, what lo michlafa inchi bechalutza. The leis lememar hach basar chalitza is yabin. What's the concern? The concern is it's a concern with the rabbanon that if we if she does these things, right? So what's the concern? The concern is what happens in a situation of real yibam later, right? If here when she does these things, we say, oh, that was nothing. He didn't do anything, right? Oh, so she says the words that a chalitza is supposed to say when chalitza is taking place. And then afterwards, we say, that was nothing, right? She didn't do anything. So, okay, it's not just the question of what happens in this case. The question is, someone who's watching that and didn't see the whole process and just sees that person said those words, and then they see she goes ahead, they say, oh, that was nothing, she goes ahead and she does Yibum. And they'll say, oh, okay, I guess someone who does Chalitza can go ahead and do Yibum after. I guess Chalitza doesn't really, do anything. I guess it's only possible to that brother, and now she can marry the next brother, right? So if she just says the words, it's something you see at the beginning, it's something you see at the end, right? So we'll say, we're not so nervous that after someone sees the saying of the words and that afterwards she marries, she does Yibam, we're not nervous people to make a mistake and think, oh, a chalutza can really marry the brother afterwards, right? Back in Rashi, the leis lememar hach basar chalutza is yabim, the amir hach kriya demikame chalutza havai, because they'll say, oh, maybe she was just like saying the introductory sentences and then she's like, and he's like, you know what, forget it, let's get married, you know? Maybe when she, because the words are something you say at the beginning, you say them at the end. So maybe it was just the introductory phrases that he was saying. They don't know that it comes, what stage it comes. Aval Rikika, if it continues in Rashi, the Lesa Ela Basar Chalitza. Right? Rikika is like the Makabah Patish, when you go ahead and you spit. So that's like what happens after the Chalitza. And it's something that's like very, clearly something that is happening at the end of the Chalitza. Michal Vain Linshi Vayomru. The fact that she's spitting, wow, this must be, it's over. Right? If she's spitting, must be, it's over. And then you see, after she spits, she goes and does Yibum. And they're going to think a chalutz in general can go ahead and marry one of the brothers. So the point being, this din of whether it's psula or inkam beis mechush are dinei derabanan. Right? These are dinei derabanan saying that. Meaning, it sounds like according to everybody, midaraisa, she didn't do anything, right? Just when she does it, when she spits, so then there's like this, real concern that people are going to make a mistake and think that a chalutza can go ahead and marry one of the brothers. So once she does it, once she does spitting, we say, wow, okay, then Yibum's now over. Yibum's not possible for you, and now we go ahead and we go through with the full chalitza, but only if she spits, not if she just says the words. Fine. It's funny. The Gemara makes the distinction between beginning and the end. You might also make the distinction that, like, if you ask somebody, like, what do you know about chalitza? Right? So most people who know anything about it will say, oh, you take the shoe off. Someone who's a little bit more about it will say, and she spits. Right? And like, if you know a little bit more, then you'll say, and she says, you know, says, that's not the Gemara spark. I'm just saying, you know. So usually the spitting is like the thing that people know about, a little bit, at least. You know, that's one of these things about chalitza. But fine.
You could flip it the other way with Kedushin. Breaks the glass.
Right, exactly. Correct. That's the type of thing that people know is the end. Right, correct. Yes. So that, again, just to be clear, that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that more like you say, it comes at the end, so it has that finality. It makes the people have that, you know, connection to it in that way. That's the reason, but fine. Okay. So back in the Gemara, fine, let's just read the verse. We just said according to Rabbi Kiva, Maishan, Rikika, Maishan, Kriya, called Kriya, the Issa, Ben Bethila, Ben Besof, Lo Michel Falei, Rikika, the Bethila Lisa, Ulvasof Issa, Michel Falei, Vasul Bisha Chalutza Achen. So there's this concern when it comes to Rikika, because it happens only at the end that people may make the mistake and think, when she does Yibam afterwards, wow, it must be that Chalutzas in general, woman does Chalutz in general, can then go ahead and marry one of the brothers. Okay. So that the Gemara says, V'ikat da'amre. And this is a different, if you remember, this whole conversation started with something that they told, they came and they told, who was it to? Shmuel, right? Avuah de Shmuel, right? Shachol avuah de Shmuel. And we said, usually, you ask him a shayla. They sent him an answer. So now, v'ikat da'amre, they sent him something else. Hachi shachole. No, this is really what they sent him. It was a little bit of a different phrase, that, you know, phraseology that was sent to him. What did they send to him? Yevama shirakaka tachlots ve'ena tzricha laruk pam acheres. Right, that the yevama who already spit. So then, what happens? She does chalitza, and actually, not only does she have to do chalitza, meaning she still has to do chalitza, and she can't do yibum, but she doesn't even have to spit again. Okay, she's already yotze the spitting part. Why? Kiha. And how do I know? Kihahi. Yevama, the Asya Lakameh to Rebbe Ami. There's a story of Yevama who came to Rebbe Ami. Hava Yasiv Rebbe Abba Bar Mamal Kameh. So Rebbe Abba Mamal was sitting there. Rakaka, Mikameh the Tichlot. She walked in, she jumped the gun. And she spit right away. She goes ahead, she spits in front of him. Right? If he's not standing there, it's not like him. Right? She's in front of the Yabam. She spits in front of him. So Amale Rebbe Ami, Chalutzla, Vishari La Tigra. He says, good. Rebbe Ami says, do chalitza now, take off finish the process of chalitza for her, and then she's free to go. So Amalei Rabbi Abba, how about the Meirach? What do you mean? She didn't spit. So he says, what do you mean? Harakakala. She spit. She did. She spit already. He says, Vatira Kamabagach. He says, fine, you know what? Let her spit again. You know, just be a machmir. Right? We're always nervous, right? Post one, hey, maybe he didn't yet to Eladea. So spit again to be machmir. No. Nafik minechurba. If you make her spit again, it's going to cause problems. Why? Di amresti hader v'tirok. If you make her spit again, amre rekika kamaisa leisba mashasha v'as lemishpia chalutz la'achin. If you make her spit again, what is the implication? The first spitting did nothing, right? And then they're going to lose. Forget about this. Then they're about on that. Once you spit, it passes her, and then people are going to do it again, and then we're going to end up in our scenario where people think that spitting is nothing, and they'll think that then someone's going to see spitting, and then she does yibum, and then we're going to have people eventually allow chalutza to marry the brothers. Okay, so he says fine, but how about any kasidrim? But I thought you have to do things in the right. There's a certain seder here. You have to do things in order. So he says no, kasidron lamakva. We don't care about the seder. The order doesn't. And again, l'chachila, you have to do things in a certain order. But if you didn't. He didn't, and it doesn't really bother us. Okay, so fine. But who's savra de chuye kamidchile? So this is fascinating. He says he thought he was just kind of like pushing him off. I didn't think he was really giving me a real answer. But then nafak dok ve'eshkach. He went ahead and he did a little research, and he found desadia bein shehiktim chalitza le'rakika bein shehiktim rakika le'chalitza masha asa asa. He found a brace that actually supports this concept that at the end of the day we don't really care about the order and whether she spits first or does chalitza first. Again. L'chachila, they should do the chalitza first and then the rikik at the end. But if she didn't, then masha asa asoi, it's done and we assume the chalitza is fine. Fine, so we'll stop here and we'll pick up with Levi next.